And I know that there's been a lot of discussion about this, and even before I was on the city council, I went to the workshop that we had and listened to kind of both sides, but mostly listened to what the folks that had the businesses out there on Crab Island talked about. And I've seen now tonight what they've talked about and what they've done since then. And what I'll tell you is, I mean, I know that a lot of people have described that out there as kind of, the pendulum has kind of swung this way, and it was kind of the wild, wild west out there, and it's out of control. And I understand that. And now, we're kind of trying to make a resolution that says we're going to swing the pendulum all the way the other way. We're going to do away with all the businesses out there on Crab Island, and we're going to do away with everything, all the activities out there. And what I would tell you is that, from my perspective anyway, I think we ought to kind of try to bring it back somewhere into the center of this and have a little bit of reason here. What I see going on out there at Crab Island is, to me, that's free enterprise. And to me, free enterprise is kind of the foundation of America. The way free enterprise works is the public creates a need, and free enterprise then brings the entrepreneurs, the business people, the business men and women, to fulfill that need and to meet that need. And if there wasn't a need out there, these businesses wouldn't be out there. And if there wasn't a need out there, the people wouldn't be utilizing their businesses, and these people would be out of business. So there wouldn't be any need for us to do this. So, you know, I mean, I'm involved with the American Legion, and I know how we work down there, and I know that's a land-based business, but I've got a bar down there. We sell liquor, and the state comes in, and they inspect me, and they see how I'm serving it, and they'll even send people in there that are underage and see if I'm going to serve them. And if I do, they're going to shut me down. I've got a restaurant where we serve meals, and they come in there, the health inspector comes in, and he'll inspect me periodically, and they see if my temperatures are right in my refrigerators, they see if all my food is stored properly, if we're serving it correctly, if we're cleaning up after it, if we're keeping down on the rodents and pests and all that. And if I don't meet all those codes, then they shut me down. And I've got a ballroom there where we have anniversaries, and we have birthdays, and we have bands in there, and people are celebrating. And sometimes we leave the doors and windows open, and it gets a little loud, and the neighbors complain, and they call the sheriff, and the sheriff comes over and tells us to tone it down, and if we don't, then they shut us down. So we've got all these things that are controlling all these businesses, all this enterprise on land, and the same thing just needs to apply to the folks on Crab Island. I would really rather see, if we require them to operate just like they would on land, then we're going to provide for the health and the safety and the security of our residents and of our tourists and our visitors, and that's what I think we're here to do. And so I would recommend that we kind of try to find, like I said, this kind of middle ground and send something to the county and ask the county to institute whatever regulations or ordinances or rules or laws that they have to control what goes on out there on Crab Island, just like they control all the businesses here on land.